Robert Reynolds Jones, better known as Bob Jones, was an American Methodist evangelist who was said to have spoken to more men face to face than any other evangelist who had ever lived before him. Born in Shipperville, Alabama in 1883, he was considered a child prodigy in preaching and memorizing scripture. Young Bobby was converted to Christ at age 11 and became superintendent of the church Sunday school a year later. He was ordained at the early age of 15 in the Methodist Conference, and it wasn't long before he started preaching citywide campaigns throughout the United States. In 1926, Dr. Bob became greatly burdened when he saw how young men were being ruined by modernistic teachings in the colleges and seminaries of the land. And as a result, he formed Bob Jones College in Florida, which eventually was moved to Greenville, South Carolina, as Bob Jones University. Dr. Bob's school grew immensely, and to this date has stood uncompromisingly for the fundamentals of the Christian faith longer than any school in the history of America.
He said, "It was needful me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which once for all delivered to the saints." Now, wait a minute. You've got something worth contending for. Isn't it strange that something so valuable and so wonderful as saving faith is something that we have to be exhorted to contend for? Why, if you had a diamond worth $5,000, you wouldn't leave it just lying around anyway. If you had $1,000,000 in gold, you'd go put it in a vault. Anybody tried to get it, you'd fight to keep him getting it. We just sit down and let people steal the faith that Christians have and never bother about it. Some of us pay them to do that. Some of us pay preachers to stand in the pulpit and steal the faith of the saints of God and send our children to hell. The most crooked crook on God Almighty's earth is a preacher that stands in a Trinitarian pulpit and steals the faith of people. You know, I've said it many a time, if I was up in heaven 50 years from now and the Lord tarried, and any religious liberal ever sat in a classroom in this institution and tried to disseminate his infidelity, I'd ask God Almighty to excuse me for a little while, and I'd come back down to this school and get a stick of dynamite and blow it into smithereens. I'd rather see this school a heap of rubbish, just little rubbish here, little rubbish yonder, then see the time ever come we to be such soft as we'll sit down and let the devil put his modernists and religious liberals in here to rob them of the faith. And yet that thing's gone on in America from one end of this country to the other.